Going into the final days of the presidential campaign, the U.S. occupation of Iraq has dominated the headlines. Over the weekend, an endless discussion has taken place over the tons of missing high explosives at a military facility in Iraq and the new federal probe into Halliburton's Iraqi contracts. WSEL takes a look at what voters here in Salisbury are thinking about Iraq and the election. David Harold prepared this report with the production assistance from Elena Fry as part of a joint project with Salisbury University.
The war in Iraq is one of the key issues facing voters as they prepare to cast their votes on November 2nd. Polls taken by CNN indicate that President Bush holds a slight advantage over Democratic hopeful John Kerry, grasping to a 3-point lead. Democrats and Republicans alike see the war in Iraq as a deciding factor on who they will be voting for in the upcoming election. 26-year-old Ryan Grove is a Republican from Salisbury who believes that the outcome of the election will be affected by the war.
A lot of people are viewing Bush as negative right now just because we went over to Iraq, but at the same time, I hope it doesn't affect it too much because I think it was good we went over there. Saddam Hussein was a threat and we had to deal with him.
Kelly Scarborough, a 23-year-old Democrat from Salisbury, thinks that people will vote the way they will because they don't agree with the war.
Everyone that's voting against Bush in this election is voting because of the war, or most people are, because of the war, because they don't agree with it.
According to USA Today, there are approximately 132,000 U.S. soldiers in Iraq. One of the questions on voters' minds is what will happen to our troops after the election. Susan Smith, a Republican of Salisbury, thinks there are too many things happening in Iraq for the U.S. to leave right after the election.
It may happen in the long run, but I don't think it's going to happen in the next 10 years or so, because every time we try to get up and leave, something else happens, so maybe in the future, far future, but not right now.
Kathy Martin, a Democrat, thinks that even though our troops should be brought home after the election, the country is in a far too fragile state for the United States to just leave.
Abandoning them now would be like abandoning a baby. This is new for them, and they need to be nurtured. They need to learn how a democratic society works.
President Bush says the main reason for staying in Iraq is to achieve stability and democracy. Kelly Scarborough believes that the people in Iraq will not adapt to a democratic society.
I think that Bush's attempt to establish democracy with the Iraqi people is not going to work at all, because democracy does not work in all countries, and especially with the Iraqi people and the way their country has been ran in the past.
Though some people feel that President Bush's attempts to create democracy in Iraq will fail, Ryan Grove believes that Senator Kerry has not presented a better way of handling the situation.
Bush has actually showed us what he's doing, and there's no real way for me to think that Kerry has a better plan of action for the war. I mean, I just think that what Bush is doing is the best that we can do right now.
So among these voters, there is uneasiness about the candidates and the war in Iraq. And with a presidential race that is still too close to call, this issue could well decide the outcome of the election. For WSCL, this is David Harold.